I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back.
Hey.
Yeah, it's been a good time. You know where you are. You know what you're listening to. It's us, the lukewarm opinions about dogs and...
Dog movies.
So... Not lukewarm opinions about dog movies. I don't think we have lukewarm opinions about dog movies.
Oh, you're right. We have lukewarm opinions about dogs and harsh opinions about dog movies.
Yeah.
At Canine Critique.
It's kind of funny when I tell someone about the podcast. Just last night, I had to work a grave shift at my security job. And there are some homies there, and I was telling them that there's like this... It's not some homies that I work the grave shift with, but they show up. They're like a street sweeper gang. It's the best way to describe it. And I was like called in, and I was like in a group chat, like video call with them. It was pretty lit. And apparently they do it all the time. And it was, wow. I felt like I was like a part of the trucker guild or something. And we were chatting, and I mentioned my podcast because I'm leaving my security job. So they were talking about how they're going to miss me. And I was like, well, you can listen to this. And they were talking about just how weird it is that it's like, that's such a weird podcast.
Yeah.
And it is a weird podcast.
I know it's, and I tell people that and they're like, why do you do that? And I'm like, they're like, you don't like dogs and nobody really likes dog movies.
Like that was the point.
And I'm like, yeah, well, we're like, no one's really filling this hole in the internet. So
we filled the hole and we're going to fill it for, I don't know, A few more weeks.
And then we're playing it by ear.
Yeah.
We'll let you know at the beginning of whatever dog
if,
year.
Like, for some reason, we get like 100 listeners in one day, I'll keep the podcast going.
With someone else.
It'll split. There'll be a division, and then there'll be like YouTube videos about us from
some Feline Critique. That's what, like, I'll start.
The big division of Canine Critique and how there's these two empires. But anyway, I just think it's interesting because when I talk to people, they're like, oh, like you watch dog movies? Like, have you watched Turner and Hooch? 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, they always, yeah.
They're listing off ones that they know. And I'm like, when this first started, way back, like last August or September, when we started about it, people would say dog movies I didn't even know. And now I feel like I'm a dog movie expert. Like,
not by choice.
I guess by choice.
Yeah. Not because I want to be.
It's an honor to have this expert status, I think.
Earthquake! Earthquake!
It's a train.
Train time!
You know what train time means? This new segment. Chugga, 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 chugga. Ruff, ruff. Welcome to train
time. You can't actually even hear the train on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Whenever I listen, I can't hear the train.
Oh. Well, then I guess I'm...
But now they know there was a train.
But I don't know. I just think it's interesting that I know so much about dog movies... And I have very strong opinions about all of them.
I told, when people ask me like, oh, I'll have to listen to it. I say the best thing for you to probably do is to find a movie that you've seen or don't like and listen to our review of it.
Yeah.
Like don't listen to Karate Dog. No one's seen Karate Dog. Actually, it sucks. So you might want
to
know.
See, what I tell people is, listen to the ones you've seen and then listen to the ones that you've absolutely never heard of.
Oh, you're right.
Because I think that the ones that they've seen are entertaining, and then the ones that, like 12 Dogs
for Christmas, Fluke.
Karate Dog, Fluke. I think those are the more entertaining episodes.
Because we're like, what have we done?
Yeah.
We're slowly losing our minds.
And I think that it'll be good for us when we finally kill this podcast. We take it out back and...
We white fang it.
We white fang it.
That'll be, get out of here, you stupid podcast!
That'll be our outro for our last one.
We burned down. God,
get out of here! Unsubscribe!
We burned down the doghouse.
Yeah. Burn it down. Yeah, that's pretty good. So just know that that's coming up in the next dog year, maybe two. Like I said, I'm gonna force us to keep it going if we get 100 listeners in one day.
Yeah.
And
not 100 listeners in 2 days.
You know, and you know, while we're talking about listeners, I just want to say thank you to, I'm just going to start naming off places to know that I see you and I hear you. Our homies in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you. DeWitt, Michigan. Thank you, man.
Been there.
Have you been there? What was DeWitt like, dude?
I probably drove through it, actually. Probably wasn't anything.
I drove through DeWitt once. I don't think I ever stopped in DeWitt when we lived in Michigan. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Utah. There's a lot of random towns in Utah.
You're saying people in Utah listen to us?
People in Utah. If you're out there and you're listening and you're from California, just know I see you. I hear you. Drop us a bark, Mr. or Mrs. Person from Mountain View or South Pasadena. You're great. And Virginia? I don't even know where that is. I'm just kidding. You ever heard of Reuther Glen or Ashburn?
What?
Yeah. Lexington, South Carolina? You're great.
Hey, that's where my family
is. A handful of other states. Ohio, Texas, Florida, Maryland, Pennsylvania. And that's just our American listenership. Shout out to our homies in Ireland, in the UK, the Netherlands, Japan, Vietnam, Portugal, Canada, and Germany. This is for you.
Yes.
And I love you. So, you're the only reason I'm still doing this.
Yep.
Except that, I mean, it's fun to get together and hang out with John sometimes so I could beat him in Super Smash Bros.
Man, I was playing some Smash today and lost sorely.
Against Zach?
It was against Zach, yeah.
Zach's probably not that good and you're just trash.
Yeah, that's true. I told him, like, one day you'll have to drive out to where I live and then I'll take the lap, me, then I'll drive you to Jake's or whatever so you're not wasting so much gas and then we'll all play Smash together or something.
I'll have a Smashdown or something. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
I bet that he's just gonna smoke honey roast me and
I bet he will.
Oh,
something is, it's not fun to play with him.
Well, now I'm hurt. Maybe now I'm just gonna have to go a little too extra. Spend all my
extra
all my free time.
Wow.
But I've been playing lots of Sea of Thieves. Have you played the new update yet, John?
No.
The ghost ships.
Maybe I will with Zach. Not you. He said though, he's like, next time we play, make sure Jake gets on. I wanna play with him. See what he told me.
Oh.
Maybe tonight. Actually, we're probably going to be late tonight.
Tonight might work.
Maybe tomorrow, actually. Definitely tomorrow. We don't need to do this on the podcast.
You know what? Who cares?
Obviously not us.
Obviously not us.
We gave up cares.
But, yeah. Like, I don't even know what to say right now. I mean, do you have a dog story? Or that's just, I don't know what to do. This is such a, like...
My parents lost, remember the orange cat, the orange coward cat?
Yeah.
My family lost it.
Dude, this, I asked for dog stories and you talk about cats.
Hey, we had a revelation last week, you know?
Yeah, we did.
John, the resident cat lover. John, the resident I'm not a cat lover, I'm just...
You're a cat advocate, you're a catvocate.
I like cats probably more than dogs. Sorry.
I just can't believe that after all we've been through.
Either way... my mom lost the cat, or one of them lost, the cat got lost, and my mom's like, I don't know where to find it, I don't know, and I'm like, I really hope you don't just find it in the house and it's dead or something, like it died in the vents or something, which is really dark, but
yeah,
that's my dog story.
That's a cat story, John.
All right, you want a dog story?
No, just, oh, I mean, I do, but anyway, I have one.
Okay. Just freaking say it already.
Did you know that there was a dog once inducted as an official crew member of the Norwegian fighting ship during World War II?
No.
Yeah, the canine was known for breaking up fights amongst his crewmates, putting his paws on their shoulders and calming them down. And the much-loved dog was buried with full military honors.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that works.
You're a dog, though, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a full military honor. I mean, I think that's a pretty cool thing for a dog. And we've learned about several dogs that have these experiences. The dog's name was Bamsi. Cool.
Bamsi?
Norwegian for big boy or teddy bear. What? Is it Norwegian for big boy or is it for teddy bear?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. St. Bernard, World War II.
St. Bernard, wow.
Yeah. death. Let's see, post-war honors. Oh, dude, there's a Bamsey. There's a statue of Bamsey. You can look at Bamsey's statue out there by the harbor. Oh,
cute.
Look it up. This is still a wiki article. If you just search Bamsey or Bamse, I don't know how to say it. B-A-M-S-E. And, you know, just
Bamsey.
A good boy, honestly. If you're a military mascot for the Royal Norwegian Navy, you're pretty much the best.
I guess you are pretty much the best.
And I, what's interesting is all these dogs, there's a bunch of random articles on Wikipedia that share like bibliography, and there's multiple books about these things. And I'm like, this dog probably only needed books. One book.
Yeah, he probably just needed one book.
We probably just need
one. Maybe he was mentioned in like a chapter of those other books.
Okay, what about this? It's a book called Sea Dog Bamse, World War II Canine Hero.
Wow.
Okay, or Silent Heroes. That's one. Scotland Heroes. Don't know why it's in that. Sea Dog Bamse. Another one called Sea Dog Bamse. Animals in War. Shipshuden Bamse og Anderhunder.
Good.
Forgive my Norwegian.
Your broken Norwegian.
My broken Norwegian. I only lived there for 20 years. I just kidding. Or Fem ar pa Banjeren. It's 5 years on the banger. Norsk Minsvier. I don't know. Our Norwegian listeners, I'm sorry. I just...
You know PewDiePie.
Wrecked that.
Okay, he's Sweden.
He's Swedish.
Skraftedu. Florida.
Did you just see that video PewDiePie posted where he's like, he has an English-Swedish accent now? He doesn't have a Swedish accent anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And he said, well, he's kind of Swedish accent, but when he speaks Swedish, it's an English
version. Oh, yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah, but you could have just kept up on PewDiePie on your own instead of coming to Canine Critique for that.
Yeah, this isn't PewDiePie News Central.
That's, you'd have to go see Papa Glory or for Papa Glory.
Or Fox.
Or Fox, just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I think BBC usually posts more PewDiePie stuff.
Like, yeah, okay. Well, cool. Do we have dog news?
No. I'm not putting in the...
You should put it in before dog history. We got to get a theme that's like...
You know what?
But it's for dog history.
That actually sounds awesome. Elijah David Webb, I've called you out on the podcast multiple times. I doubt you listen religiously, but like maybe a dog history theme would be cool. While we're talking about themes, what about like what other themes could we ask him for just randomly?
As we slowly run out of enthusiasm.
What about like a sound effect I can add every time I say a joke and it falls flat or John rebukes
me? I feel like this is getting too...
I'm just spitballing here. I'm not begging him to make all these things. I'm just saying, make what you'd like, dude. And I'll just put it in.
Okay.
Yeah. John, it's your turn.
I want a sound of a dog pooping whenever you make a...
Whenever I make a stupid joke? A
stupid pun. I don't know what that sounds like. Oh, a guy stepping and dog poop, and he's like, ugh! Yeah, that's what I want. Ugh! Who stepped in it?
Dude, we could just make that sound. We don't need Eli.
But I need
go up to a microphone and be like, like, that's something we can do. But we're just like, hey, dude who, like, actually can do stuff with music, can you, like, do this for me? I know it's just sound effects crap. Yeah. I could probably just go to Fiverr online and just send me some.
You could.
But.
Wow.
Man, maybe I should just have them at a podcast, honestly. Then some poor soul would get paid $5 to edit this.
They just run it through their, like, $1 million freaking editing software. That's what they do. Well, it just auto-edits everything, but they do it for $5.
Not bad, though.
That's true.
Well, guys, this is... I gotta be real with you real quick. I've been awake since 3 a.m., and we're recording right now at 8 p.m., and that's why I'm not here right now.
Hey, no worries, bro.
I don't know, I'm like an hour and a half asleep, and... So that's why I'm not my normal chipper... normal chippers what's self see I suck with words today. to everything else.
Are you trying to segue into the movie we watched?
Sure. Is there anything else you want
to say? I don't think there's anything else to say.
Guys, watch an Air Bud
movie. Might be a shorter episode because...
And
I'm frankly quite tired with the franchise. I never thought I'd say it.
I never thought I would either. And I realized why I was tired.
I know why.
I realized why right when Josh left for college.
Yep. I was like, oh, the magic's gone.
What's her name? Andrea? I hated her.
I didn't hate her.
In the third one, oh. I hated her guts. She was just an annoying girl who's like her agent or her mom. Somebody paid off the company to let her have more of a speaking role.
Brutal.
That's just how it seems. And I get it. Like, it's fine. I enjoy the idea of the story. But literally, I'm not even kidding you. If before you're at the 2-minute mark of the movie, that's including all of the opening credits and crap. Before you're at exactly 2 minutes, there's already two goons who have explained that they're going to kidnap all the dogs.
Yeah.
And that they're going to take their DNA and take the pro sports DNA, that's called like super sports DNA, and they're going to mass produce it and sell it to sports companies. And that's all explained before the 2-minute mark.
I'm sick of that trope. I think it's funny the IMDb summary says all the Air Bud kids are kidnapped by Rocky the Raccoon, and I'm like, no, Rocky has nothing to do with this.
Rocky the Raccoon did crap.
But yeah, the criminals have a raccoon in Rocky,
and they just get worse and worse every movie.
Oh, these dumb ham-fisted like attempts.
Yeah, and the dad is recast. Yeah. We used to have like what you described him as like suave.
Oh, he was suave, but now he's
a suave veterinarian, and now he's Al from Tim and Tolento, the Home Improvement. That's who he is now. He went from this suave, hip, looks like a Hallmark movie boyfriend to this guy.
True.
And they...
And, you know, so there's... Josh goes to college, right?
Yeah.
Then Andrew's like, I can't handle it. Mom doesn't seem to care as much after the
mom initial doesn't day. Give any craps. They have a baby.
They do have a baby. That was in the last one, was it?
I don't remember.
Did that maybe happen? Well, I thought the drama around like her sad that her brother left was fine. I think that was a good enough engine for the story.
But she was hiding like in the laundry hamper to not say goodbye.
And then they stopped a bus to say goodbye. I don't understand that.
And you could tell because he had that friend, the freckle face kid.
Orange peel.
That friend was trying so hard to, you know, like a month after this movie came out, he was showing this to his buddy. He's like, look how funny I am pressing my face up against the bus glass. That was me. I thought of that. And there was some producer or something was like, just let him do it. He's not in the rest of the movie. Like,
and I think it's funny, Andrea has a friend who's basically Orange Peel Kid, but a girl.
Yep.
Like,
but like way better at everything else.
Right. She's good at sports. Even though she's like, I don't know the first thing about baseball. And then she's like the best player on the team.
Yep.
Which is weird that they're not on a girls' baseball team. They're on a boys' baseball team, which is fine.
It's technically co-ed, but there's only two girls on the team.
Yeah, and then they fight only boy team. They play only boy teams.
Dude, you're right.
And so I'm like, this is interesting. Why couldn't this just be about softball? But, I mean, that's fine. Girls can play baseball. I prefer baseball.
After Josh leaves for college, Andrea's all upset because now she has to start school. And
middle school,
and she's nervous. And she's so nervous she leaves her backpack behind. I got to mention, when Josh left... He took off the watch that he had that his
dad gave
OG
him.
OG dad gave him. Yeah. The one who died in like that.
The war. I don't know. He probably didn't die in the war.
Or like some...
He was
like
a soldier.
I think it was like an Air Force accident. He had that watch and he gave it to her. He was like, I'll get it back when I get back. And so...
He puts it around her wrist and there's like probably two full wrists that could fit in there.
It falls right out. So she clips it to her backpack. And it's just like, what a... I don't understand. It just like looks like they bought the watch like at Walmart in those like watch sections where it was like pick up a box and it's like, yeah, this one looks like a dad watch to me. Am I crazy?
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
Would you watch a gritty reboot like come 2020, Air Bud 2021, but it's like Josh comes back, he's got three kids, and Milo plays Josh.
Yes. Dude, and, of course.
And Bud is... But
we could just make the OG Josh character play Josh.
Oh, you're right. That would actually maybe be better.
But I
Milo plays his brother.
It. Yeah. He has a long-lost brother.
Who has a long-lost dog that's Bud's evil twin
his
or something.
His dad didn't really die. And he has like a secret second family. And Milo is his long-lost brother from the secret second family.
Okay, half-brother.
But he's dead. No, but... Yeah,
Bud's
but,
dead.
Yeah, Bud is dead. But the bad guys in the movie, because of Bud's success as a sports person, they dug up his grave and cybernetically enhanced him. So now Bud is like a super sports star because he's even better than before because he has like literally like rocket jets and crap. He's
and like his go, neck go, can extend like the dog from...
Yeah, he's like Go-Go Gadget Bud. And Milo teams up with Josh and their dogs... Like Buddy 2 and Bailey, Bailey, Boss Dog, Bailey, Bailey, Boss Dog.
Oh, our the Avengers.
The Avengers.
Of dogs.
It's like freaking Endgame when they're all coming to the portals. We got Milo.
Bam, 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 bam.
Boss Dog rolls in and Scoob and Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Andy Serkis.
Crypto.
Crypto. And
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, because he was in Scooby-Doo 1, the first one. Isn't Andy Serkis like the bad guy?
Oh, no, that's...
The Island?
No, it's plays Mr. Bean.
Oh, can we just get Andy Serkis anyway?
Yeah, because well, he's the king of the mocap. He could mocap a dog.
Yeah. So
yeah, you know what I learned? That so in Scoob, right, there's the Blue Falcon and his dog.
Yeah,
those are comic book characters in the DC universe. I didn't know.
What the?
Yeah,
really?
Blue Falcon and his dog. My friend texted me about that when he saw that we watched Scoob. He was like, yeah, I was excited when I saw that they were in the movie. And I'm like, interesting. I didn't know. Should I verify that?
Yeah, so
I do want to know.
If they're real and they're in that movie and they're real,
does that must mean like one is it in the DC universe?
Okay. New Gang is in the
Dynamutt, the Dog Wonder was an animated show in 1976, okay? And the Blue Falcon, I believe, was his owner. I'm going to look it up in the DC Wikipedia though, which is bookmarked on my computer. What are you looking up?
I'm just the scrolling. Same thing? No, I'm just kind of goofing off.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Dynamutt. There is a DC crossover with the Hanna-Barbera, and it's like there's a Batman, Elmer Fudd crossover comic written by Tom King.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know if it is in the DC universe other than when they crossed over.
Oh.
So... But yeah, there's like Daffy Duck. He meets like there's a Looney Tunes DC crossover comic.
Okay.
I think maybe Martian Manhunter meets Marvin the Martian. Marvin Martian.
Sounds entertaining.
There's John's Comic Corner.
There's John's Comic Corner.
Free of charge.
I wanted to just a random side note. I've been trying different Oreos out.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I'm tired and my mind just going everywhere now. Oreos, right? I usually just get the double stuff because there's no other choice. If you're getting single stuff Oreos in 2020, like legit, what's
you're either getting thin or you're getting double stuff.
Yeah. Like the thin stuff, they're like Oreo chips. So that's the best way I can describe them. I'm not the biggest fan because I'm more of a stuff kind of guy. I'm not a cookie. I'm a stuff. But I still am nice enough that this is me climbing on my pedestal. I'm nice enough that I'll get Sadie the Oreo thins because she likes those.
Okay.
I'll bend my wrist. Is that what it is? Is that the
phrase? I don't know.
Pull my yoinker. I don't know.
Nobody's ever said that until just now.
John, I'm telling you, I'm so tired right now.
Just finish the story. Is this about the
Yeah, I'm talking about the new Oreo flavor. You gotta try it out. They're not a sponsor. It's just really good. It's like, it's Oreo with marshmallow and chocolate.
You ever had most stuff Oreos?
Yes.
Like, they come in a package of three.
And they're like huge.
It's kind of gross, actually.
It's hecka gross. And it's like, the mega stuff is, like, I think it is just on the line or just past the line of too much stuff.
I'll never complain.
Yeah, I guess you can't. And my problem is when you put the fork, you stick the fork all the way into the stuff and you drown it.
You were the first person who ever showed me that.
Well, yeah, because then your fingers don't get soggy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sometimes we'll be watching a movie and you'll just pull out some Oreos and do that. But you're never like, you want some Oreos? So I'm like, are we sharing? Or and then you'll just put it away. And I'm like, I kind of wanted one, but I don't want to ask. That's happened multiple times. And I'm like, okay, dude, I'll just keep watching Air Bud.
I'm just in such a mindset. I'm just like, that's just what I do. And honestly, I think I do that to Sadie too. I should offer her more Oreos. But she just, I think she just will reach in and grab some, I think. Dude, I don't know. I like I said, 3 a.m. Maybe I should record every podcast like I haven't slept. Just kidding.
It's been entertaining. I stay up till 3 a.m.
No.
You've been up since 3 a.m.
I've been up since 3 a.m.
I stayed up till 3 a.m.
What were you doing? Losing at Smash Bros. To your friend Zach?
No, we played some zombies on World War II, like Call of Duty World War II, and then we watched 500 Days of Summer.
500 Days of Summer.
Yep.
What an interesting
movie. He'd never seen it.
Really?
Yeah. I have a lot of thoughts on that, but that's for a different podcast.
That's for our next podcast. Check it out.
John's Indie.
Wait, that's what? No.
Images.
Maybe it'll be a segment in our new podcast.
Whatever happens.
Everything in our new podcast where we talk about would just be segments.
Which just every episode's just completely different.
Yeah.
This week we're talking about Oreos. John's talking about Nutter Butters for some reason.
And I have Oreos here, and if you hear Oreo slurping, that's what you hear. It's Oreos.
This is some Oreo live unboxings.
Well, you want to... We'll give you some ASMR of the Oreos opening and some ASMR of the bubbles.
We watched Back to the Future with your family last Sunday, and they handed me some Twizzlers, which looked like it had the Oreo, like... You know, with the Oreos, you peel it all the way back.
The Twizzler has the package.
Red Vines. Red Vines had that, but you're only supposed to just, like, pop open the end. But I just, like, ripped the entire bag. And I was like, oh, well, what the heck? How was I supposed to know that was going to happen?
Like, maybe Oreo has, like, some patent on it.
Oh, yeah.
So that reminds me. This is why I was talking about those Oreos, okay? Because this is an embarrassing story. And like I said, I don't know. Anyway. These Oreos. I couldn't find the tab. I didn't know if they had a tab or not. So I was like, I guess there's no tab on anymore. I ripped open the side and I just slid it out. I ate some. And then I slid it back in.
Was it upside down?
Today, there was like maybe 10 Oreos left in the whole thing. And I was sitting down next to Sadie and I started just trying to slide out. And she's like, Jake, like, you can open the tab. And I was like, there isn't one. It was just like hiding. It was like the same color, not even.
Oh, it wasn't yellow and it says peel here. If the tab is... Because they've got like that safety seal.
Yeah. I was baffled. And to think, I thought that I was some Oreo expert. And, you know, even experts make mistakes. And if you learn anything from today's podcast, know that there's a time that you should stop talking. And that's, I never know when that is. And Disney didn't know when to stop making Air Bud movies. Because there's still one more Air Bud movie.
And then countless Air Buddies.
And I don't know if we're going to watch the Buddies. Just,
we'll see.
Let's look up and let's watch we'll have two-part episodes. We'll have two Air Bud Buddies episodes, right? And we'll watch the best rated and the worst rated. Top two and bottom two. And honestly, they're probably so close together. So you can't even tell.
We should watch the first one and the most recent one.
The first one and the most recent one? That makes sense.
And maybe Pirate Buddies. I don't know.
Pirate Buddy sounds cool. Is that a real one?
I bet it is.
If it's not, let's write it.
Space Buddies?
I know that's one.
Spooky Buddies.
I don't know if I'll...
Spooky Buddies.
Spooky Buddies. Anyway, Andrea joins a baseball team and she sucks. She sucks
at it. Then it's good because she practices with Air Bud. And then, surprise, surprise, the dog joins the team. The dog that...
Excuse me, I sneezed.
The dog that lives in this town that is exclusively famous for joining sports teams joins the team.
Yeah, and I kind of like it. Everyone's like,
I like, oh, they're like, oh, he's here. He's in this game.
Everyone goes nuts. And the best part about this was everybody loving just Air Bud when he shows up and the umpire and the baseball announcer guy.
Yeah, they were over the top
funny. Umpire is so extra. And get ready to like...
Strike three!
Get ready to like turn down your microphone or something because I'm about to give you some like... I'm about to scream like right into the microphone. This is the best it was. He was like...
You out! couldn't even stop him, everyone. He just grabbed the microphone.
Dude, I don't know. I just, like I said, my filter is gone. You could ask me questions that are like really polarizing and I'd probably just answer
them. Okay. Also, because Air Bud had some kids in the last one. Not the Air Buddies, we thought.
Yeah, I thought it was the Buddies.
They grew up. One's name is Zach, who plays basketball? No, Shooter plays basketball. Shooter plays basketball. Striker plays soccer.
Soccer. I don't know what
the Hunter plays. No, that's not it. Plays football.
Yeah, I don't know. They just all play. And it, the movie opened up. It was like an Air Buddy family reunion.
I loved it. Isn't that funny? Isn't that quaint that the owners of each dog were like, no, we'll get them all together. Like, they're just, and they're randos. Yeah. I think it's funny that one's name is Striker and then Shooter and then another one, then Zach. Zach's just a normal dog, I guess.
What a stupid name.
But the villains are kidnapping all the buddies to take their, like we said, to take their DNA.
Yeah. I feel bad for screaming at the microphone just now.
Yeah, you should. How did they get the dogs back? I was drawing a big picture when I was
Okay, so this. Just like every Air Bud movie, everybody joins the team and then everybody's great.
The
last match, the girls, the Air Bud and the main characters are gone because they're trying to save the dogs. What happened was the goons at the beginning of the movie tried to kidnap all the dogs. They kidnapped all of the Air Buddy dogs and stole them all the way to their creepy RV. And Andrea and her friend,
Tammy,
rode their bikes to the RV and they just opened the back window, crawled in, opened them, and then just rode home with them.
Minimal effort.
Literally. And the dudes just chased them out in their car. And it just panned over and there was a farm and there was like this pig in the mud. And the pig looked up and I was like, the car is going into the mud with the pigs.
And it did. I missed that part.
And that's something about like every one of these Air Bud movies that they just have. It's like if you open up Microsoft Word and it says open template. So you select a template and this for the screenwriters of this had a template that said Air Bud ?
Find and replace.
So it was like, it has to be.
Find and replace clown with scientist.
Yep.
Find and replace sport with basketball with baseball.
Yep.
Find and replace Josh with Andrea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Find and replace orange peel with Tammy.
Yep.
And what I always thought was interesting was I always felt like Josh was just like a player. Because every single one of those, it was like a love interest that he just moved on. Like the next movie, different love interest.
It's true.
And like the soccer one, there were just like multiple girls who were just like, Josh, I love you. And he just was like, yeah, you do. But
yeah, you do.
Andrea, she kind of had like this, there was definitely some chemistry between her and their pitcher. I don't know if you noticed. The dude who kept hurting his arm.
Oh, you're right. But it never went anywhere.
But I gotta say, this movie had a lot of stupid sound effects in it. Every time a ball was flying, it was like, or when they first were trying out for the team, their pitcher guy, they're like walking up and like when they step up to the plate, it's like, and then it cuts to him and he winks and it's like, and I'm like,
why does it exist?
If there could be any sound effect every time you winked at someone, John, what sound effect would you want that to be?
Ooh.
When you wink, there's just a crowd going, ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
What? That's what I want.
Ooh. I want like a gunshot. Clayton.
Clayton? What?
Yeah, he went. It just reminds me of Tarzan.
Oh, I love Tarzan.
Let's talk about Tarzan for a sec. Okay, what about freaking the elephant scenes? Pretty good. Better than all of Air Bud.
The elephant scenes.
Are you sure this water's sanitary? It looks questionable to me. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty great. Jane's like my favorite Disney princess.
She's not a princess, dude.
I mean, if Tarzan's the king of the jungle.
Is he though?
Then she's the queen of the jungle, I guess, if she marries him.
I mean, did you ever watch the Tarzan TV show on Disney Channel as a kid?
No. I saw the sequel, which was basically a pilot.
Tarzan and Jane?
Three pilot episodes for a TV show called Tarzan and Jane that never got made.
Yeah.
Remember that? We talked about this before. There was just era of Disney movies where it's like,
yeah,
Atlantis, Milo's Return. And it's like not the cast, but it's like okay enough for a TV show. It's like three episodes that got greenlit, but never like became a Disney Channel show.
You know?
But like Emperor's New School somehow like made the cut.
Or the Lilo and Stitch one. I watched so much.
And then Leroy and Stitch. Oh no, Lilo and Stitch 2, Stitch Has a Glitch.
That's good.
That was like the bookend of that series. Like there's a really fleshed out continuity.
Yeah.
Of the Lilo and Stitch universe.
And what's interesting,
there's Lilo and Stitch, Stitch the movie, which was like the extended pilot of the TV show.
Yeah.
Then there's Leroy and Stitch, and then Stitch 2, Stitch Has a Glitch, which capped it off.
And
all great movies.
Yeah, really good. And I used
there was the Jake Long, the American Dragon crossover with Lilo and Stitch TV show. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And Zuko freaking played.
Dude, gosh.
Jake and Katara played the girl that he was in love with.
What a good time. Anyway.
Those old school Disney Channel stuff.
I want to talk about Stitch for a sec.
Sorry,
because we mentioned he was a dog.
Oh, that's got to be on our freaking dog here one of these times.
Stitch, what I find is interesting is the same people who were obsessed with Stitch and like buy a bunch of Stitch merchandise are generally the same people who buy a lot of like Nightmare Before Christmas merchandise.
Oh. Zero. Is that the dog in Nightmare
Before Christmas? Like Zero, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, they're just people who are like, oh, Stitch, like, I'm Stitch.
No.
And
Stitch is a monster.
Like, what do you think? Because I don't know what they think about Stitch. Because I think I watched a completely different movie than them. Because Stitch is just a maniac. And Stitch's, like, arc in the movie is so fleshed out. It's so good. He turns into this, like, crazy killer. And at the end, he's like, Ohana, like,
and then in the second one,
family.
He has a glitch, it's like the saddest.
You feel so bad.
Oh, I almost died.
I bawled my eyes out as a kid. Stitch died, dude, and I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
It's just like when Pikachu and when Ash died, dude.
Yes,
same feeling exactly. As a kid, and it was so well done. And Stitch's story arc, and because he feels bad, and Dakota Fanning is a much better voice for Lilo, I think.
She did Nani.
Yeah. No,
what? I know. I'm just saying. Oh. Nani.
And then, I was just saying that.
Oh, and John Rhys Davies plays Jumbo.
Dude, it's just...
Pleakley?
Stitch is so good. But hey, you know what? I'm not saying if you buy Stitch stuff, you have to buy Nightmare Before Christmas stuff. I'm just saying that you're in that...
You have a type.
That there's a type. You know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean. Like, if you go to Disneyland a lot... You
probably buy Invader Zim things, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you got it.
I used to watch a lot of Invader Zim.
Dude, Invader Zim is so good. And Gurr, he's a dog. Let's talk about Gurr for a sec.
He fakes like
dog. I just love that his neighbor, Zim's neighbor, he kind of reminds me of you.
The freak kid?
The kid
who has a sister that kind of likes Zim, I think?
Well, she just doesn't care.
Okay, one of my favorite episodes.
He's obsessed with like trying to out Zim as an alien.
One of my favorite episodes of Invader Zim. Zim makes a time machine portal and he throws, but like for some reason only like a piggy bank can go through. So he throws a piggy bank at that kid. He trips on it and breaks his arm. And then his dad, who's a scientist, his neighbor's dad, makes him a bionic arm.
Yes.
And he like beats Zim up. So he keeps throwing piggy banks, hoping it'll kill the kid. But each time he comes back bigger and better. And there's a point where he throws like 10 piggy banks in and a giant like Transformer size like neighbor kid shows up and like rips his house apart.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
What are you looking up?
There's this clip in Invader Zim where there's just like two squirrels running on a fence and it falls in for like 10 seconds and I don't know. I'll show you later.
No worries.
But
is that all? That's all we have to say about Air Bud.
Because I guess they came back and won the game. But my favorite part...
When Josh showed up at the end?
Josh showed up at the end, like, right before... Like,
last inning, last hit.
And he says, I'm not going to miss your big game. Because she turns around and looks, and he's like...
I missed the whole big game, though.
Because she goes up. She's up for that. There's two outs, and she's going to go. And as she looks over, there's Josh with his dimple in his hair.
Josh!
He's like, Josh!
He's got, he's got frosted tips, it looks like.
And he gives her one of these, just like...
You know, to go. You're just like me.
Way to go.
When I was playing basketball.
And then she gets two strikes, and then she calls timeout. And she looks back, and she's just like taking her breath, looks back, and it cuts to Josh. And Josh whispers, just take your time. Just take your time. And I'm like, he's sitting like 50 yards away from you. There's no way. There's no way. You can hear, wait, what?
Is hers the last hit, or is Buddy's the last hit?
Because Buddy goes up to the plate and hits the ball.
Well, Buddy, like, sparked, lit the fire that lit the,
got the team.
Spark.
It was the Yankees box of magic. Yeah, Do you know what that means?
I don't know what that means at all.
Okay. So the Yankees sometimes, they'll be like, let's bring out the box of magic, which just means play harder, basically.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the audience gets in on it, whatever.
Oh.
Yankees baseball fan, me, right here.
Yeah.
Well, when I went to my family's house, played catch with my dad.
You did?
Yeah. I don't think my little brothers maybe even know how to play catch. I don't know.
You're just out there just with your
Well, fans. They all went to the pool, but me and my dad didn't go. And I'm like, let's play catch. So we just played some catch.
That is like just bonding time over there. That is like...
It really brought me back to when I was a kid. I won't lie. Happy Father's Day. That's tomorrow. Well, it'll be the day before that this comes out. But
like we said, we really recorded this episode in like 2025 and just shipped it back in time.
Yeah. It's a backwards time capsule with a flash drive.
Yes.
They're like, this saves the world. We can't tell you how, but you need to do this podcast. And that's why we're doing it.
Like Bill and Ted.
Yep. Party on, dude.
Party on.
Is that what they say? I've never seen one. But I saw the trailer and I'm like, man, Keanu Reeves is good. It's weird seeing him without a beard.
Keanu Reeves, man.
It's just a commercial. That's my favorite line from Toy Story 4.
It's just a commercial. Rochelle. I love that movie.
Yeah, I watched it. Okay.
Yes, I, Canada. No one can crash like you.
Not my girls.
Not my girls.
Your girls.
Billy Goat and Gruff.
Can you really shoot lasers out of your eyes?
Yeah.
Cool. He's so good.
So good.
Anyways.
Man. Air Bud. Okay. Seventh inning fetch. Hot dog on it.
It's a dog on it. Is this the first Air Bud I've given a dog on
it? I think so. Dog on it.
No, I gave the last one a dog on it.
It has the atmosphere of an Air Bud.
But it's missing the engine that makes it good.
It's missing what makes it good. And I think what made it good before was that the dog did the stunts. And now, dogs can't swing bats to hit.
They could catch a ball.
They could catch a ball, but not like going 20, not even 30 miles 100
miles an hour. You couldn't be a catcher.
I turned to Sadie and was like, the dog could be probably a good outfielder. Maybe. I don't know. But if the dog was
first base. A line drive to second?
Which he was.
Yeah, he got some people out.
He got tons of people out, right? If you're chucking that ball as hard as you can to get to Bud, would that break his jaw?
He'd probably break a jaw. I don't know, though. I guess we better find it out. Let's get 10 different dogs, different jaw sizes, and get some professional baseball players to break some jaws.
And then just throw some baseballs at dogs.
Just kidding. I do not endorse breaking jaws.
What's the pet organization?
Shelter Pet Project?
No. The one that everybody hates.
PETA?
PETA. Let's get PETA to endorse it for us. It's for studies.
Wow. Okay. Have you seen The Rookie?
The Rookie?
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
I like that part where he throws it at that traffic meter.
Yes.
And it's like 20 miles an hour. He's like, oof. But it's like 120 miles an hour or something.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I like old like Midwest baseball movies.
He plays for the Florida Devil Rays in the end, I think.
They make me like baseball movies. Or you ever watch Invincible, the one about the Philadelphia Eagles?
No.
Sports movies are pretty cool, but it's just that, like, I wanted so badly for them to lose at the end. Like in the next one, Air Bud 5, do they lose the volleyball match or is it the same thing?
Volleyball. Is that the next sport to go to? What about bowling?
It's like spikes, which...
It's called Spikes Back.
Yeah.
Air Bud Spikes Back. Okay.
What a ripoff.
Do we need to do a trash sandwich? I'm already over this.
Sorry for this episode being literally...
You're right. It has the atmosphere. That's the good part. But everything bad is everything else we said.
Yeah. And I know my suave guy who became the husband in... The Air Buds left.
Why?
Because the movie sucked.
Got him good.
And where is Josh now? Where's that actor now?
I don't know.
I just want
him. We definitely looked it up before.
We did?
Or I have, at least, while we were watching the movie at one point. What's his name?
Kevin Zegers.
Kevin Zegers?
Let's see. He's in Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait. Is he like the brother in Fear the Walking Dead? Like the drug kid?
I don't know.
What the heck? No way. What the heck?
I've not seen any other movies he's been in.
Let's look at some of these, pictures of him. He's got like the chin.
He's kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio light.
Yes.
From that era.
Yes. That's a pretty good way to describe him, honestly. And like, I feel kind of bad. Like, do something else, man.
Yeah, Air Bud 3 was the last thing he was in.
Air Bud what?
Air Bud 3 was the last thing Air Bud he was in. He's in Most Valuable.
Zegers?
Yeah, he's in.
He was just in the Air Bud 4 as Josh.
Oh. You're right. I missed that one.
We just watched it.
Oh, I know. It doesn't show up on here.
Frozen?
He's in, oh, there it is. He's in MVP, Most Valuable Primate. Not as Josh, though.
He's in Gossip Girl, dude.
Oh, great. Gossip Girl, Gilmore Girl crossover?
What?
We can get him to meet Jess, played by Milo.
Fear the Walking Dead. He plays Mel.
Yep.
Anyway.
We're done.
Shout out to you.
We're done.
Thanks for listening. You know, like, if you listen all the way to this point, you know what we're going to plug at the end, so.
Yeah. Thanks to Elijah David Webb for the themes. Check him out on Instagram.
You're going to plug it anyway.
Yep.
Plug it anyway.
Well, you got to give credit where credit's due.
Okay. Thanks, Elijah David
Catch Webb. Us on K9K.com.
Thanks, Zach, for taking care of John.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zach.
It's been a really rough week.
Thanks to fathers out there for being good dads.
Yeah. For playing catch with your son.
Go play catch with your kiddos. And shout out to all my dads. You know who you are.
Yeah. Catch us at K9Critique.com. Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, Twitter.
Send us something. I don't care what it is.
How?
I'm talking about like emails. I'm not saying like send me candy.
If you want to send us something, we can figure something out if you email us first.
We'd probably get death threats. Honestly, anything at this point. I just want to feel something.
Oh, you took my line.
Yeah. It's such a good line.
Yeah. It seems a little sketchy, I think, though.
You know why you're right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
No. We got it.
I'm just messing around.
That all?
That's it.
That's everything.
Well, let's get it. I think that before this ends, we should get Elijah David Webb on the podcast.
Yeah, he might be in town I don't know. He might be coming in town soon.
Okay, well, keep us posted. Elijah David Webb, you're probably not listening to this, but...
He said he would love to. I've talked to him about it before.
So. Okay. I think if there's anybody that we invite on the show and have a guest...
It's Elijah David
Webb. Elijah David Webb.
Yeah. Well, cool. Catch you in the doghouse next week. Time... Bye.
Bye-bye.